Now, with our five children, day by day by day, we have taken the responsibility to build their conscience, to teach them right from wrong on thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of occasions. We learned never to go, no, 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 out of convenience, because we didn't want to get up, take them in private, apply the rod to their disobedience, hold them, teach them what repentance was before they could hardly talk. Some of their first words were, Jesus, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry. Now you're going to have to go tell Mom you're sorry too. Mommy, I'm sorry. Time after time after time, we built their conscience. We didn't just leave it to God. I hope that sounds respectful, because he gave us the children to take care of and be responsible for. We relied completely on God. Don't get me wrong. Completely. But we knew we had a part. And after the application of the rod and the tears, there's a holding. Now, I understand. We had a guy up here last year that said it's not illegal here. The policeman. So if anyone gets in trouble, call Adam in the office here. Hold them until they stop crying. Say, Daddy loves you. Jesus loves you. You're going to be great. I just know you're never going to do that again. 5 minutes later is eternity for a child, you know. And again, holding them. Then pretty soon, it was, you know, do you want Daddy to take you in his office to give you a spanking? No! No! You mean I can get out of this? No! No! Now, Daddy, do you know why Daddy does it? Teach me the difference between right and wrong. That's right. And if you don't know the difference between right and wrong, and you grow up, what's going to happen? I'm going to go to hell. That's right. And Daddy's going to go to heaven. You want Daddy to give you a spanking? No. It takes a while. Eventually, everyone said, yeah, I do. I need it. Now, that repentance was internalized in each one of these children. So by the it got time to let them go, where he couldn't reach them any longer, they had it in here. We do not receive university students with consciences that have been prepared like that from the world or from our churches. So we start that because we see the only thing that we can do is teach them about their conscience.